Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, August the 16th, 2018. This is The Daily. It's official! Diablo 3 is coming to the Switch as Diablo 3 Eternal Collection. This collection will come with the Reaper of Souls and the Rise of the Necromancer expansions, along with all the other DLC. You'll be able to play up to 4 players on one Switch, 4 players on 4 Switch consoles, or through the Switch Online service you'll be able to play online. Also, it looks like Ganondorf will be playable as the trailer shows him available, but no additional information was given other than the statement of exclusive in-game items. The game is set to release in 2018, but no specific date as of yet. This announcement was accidentally leaked yesterday by Eric Kane of Forbes as he set the article to post a day early. Whoops! I retweeted him earlier, give him a follow, send him some words of comfort. With this, Blizzard has finally come back to Nintendo consoles. Fun fact, the last game that Blizzard created for Nintendo was StarCraft 64 for the Nintendo 64 in 1998. That was 20 years ago. Welcome back, Blizzard. So with that news, obviously everyone's gonna ask about all the other Blizzard games, right? Looks like GameSpot is one step ahead as they spoke with Blizzard senior producer Pete Stillwell about the possibility of bringing other games to the Switch, such as Overwatch and StarCraft II. Regarding Overwatch, Stillwell said, quote, "Yes, it is feasible. Anything is within the realm of possibility. If Team 4 picks up that endeavor, that's on them," unquote. Team 4 is the group that develops Overwatch through Blizzard. Regarding StarCraft II, he said, quote, "StarCraft II is next level requirements from how much dexterity you need with a mouse and keyboard, so I think that would have been a very difficult port. It would have to change the core gameplay," unquote. So from this, it looks like StarCraft unlikely, Overwatch maybe, Hearthstone? Come on, why wouldn't you ask about Hearthstone? But anyway, from the looks of it, they're exploring their options and that's already a step forward in my book. More demos are available on the Switch eShop today. The big one goes to Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. The action RPG finally hits the Switch for the very first time. The full release will be available on August the 28th. Also, Morphite is available as a free demo, which is a first-person shooter action-adventure game with procedurally generated planets, research and exploration, and space travel. Sounds a lot like No Man's Sky, right? The full game's already out, but you can give it a try. And finally, Monopoly for Nintendo Switch. You know this game, you either love it or you hate it. Not many great things have been said about this version, but now you can try it out yourself. You can check out all the other demos by going on the Switch eShop, go to the search button, and click Games with Demos. Limited Run Games is ready to put their next Switch game up for pre-order. West of Loathing will be available for physical release, along with a 2,000 copy collector's edition that comes with a poster, playing cards, CD soundtrack, cloth map, all that stuff. The standard version is $29.99, while the collector's edition is $64.99. You can pre-order it tomorrow at limitedrungames.com. Quick shout-outs to Caleb Uther, Brian Kerr, and Christian Gorak for favoriting this podcast on Anchor. There's also a user who has their name in kanji that I can't pronounce. If you want to leave me a message and tell me how to pronounce your name, I will pronounce your name correctly on a future episode. If you feel like chatting or you have any feedback, feel free to leave me a voice message on the Anchor app by clicking on the message button or go to Twitter, send me a tweet. At LP Tiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.